Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show broadcasting live from the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. Good morning, everybody. Look at you. All shiny, bright and shiny faces early in the morning. What is it, 6:03?
Uh-huh. They're hitting that breakfast table pretty hard.
They are.
Good on you guys.
Yeah, I hit that pretty early, too. They have some yogurt and granola over there. Oh. A nice thing of oatmeal.
I didn't even notice.
Oh. Did you not go over and explore the breakfast table?
No, I was working, Sarah.
Well, I was working, too, but I took a few moments out to explore the table. I bit the coffee thing a couple times, too. Got some good coffee over there. Good morning. Hello. Hi, everyone. We've all survived. I mean, did everyone survive?
Oh, absolutely.
As far as I know, we survived. I went home to my hotel room.
otherwise known as home.
Yes. Yeah, so we did the secret show last night, and then we went over to the pool party and karaoke, and everyone was...
And you kicked it off.
Dude,
in fine
did.
Style.
Well, Green Day. Green Day. Let's do this thing.
Well done.
Let's do it. But then after that, I'm telling you, I broke like a major... It's hot. It's hot here. I'm like all sweaty. People keep putting their arm around me. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm Canadian now, apparently.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. My back is all sweaty, eh? But I felt so self-conscious, like, oh, my God. They're like, Sarah's so sweaty. But... You know, we all survived.
Everyone was, though. I mean, it was a party.
It was.
So I.
Yeah, people were sweating alcohol, for God's sake. Some of you people. Whoa. I mean, way to go.
I threw some passes to Hooman, and I think the dude who represented him in the... What was the race?
The Monterey Bay Aquarium
floaty race.
But it wasn't the narwhal this time, right?
It was the whales. Right?
Were they whales?
It was whales.
Yes.
Anyway, how did that go? Because I didn't.
My team crushed it.
Don't.
Just killed it.
I wonder why. I wonder if that's because you picked people who were here.
Hey, look.
Like your team. I think you should have been.
I didn't get the opportunity.
Disqualified. Because your team didn't show up.
That has nothing to do with me. Does it?
Yeah,
it does. Your team didn't show up, so you can't just go pick and bringers. That seems wrong. I agree, Hooman.
I'm in the back.
Hi, Hooman. Hi.
Looking for a bed, back.
Oh, there he is.
Hi.
Looking for a bed. Did you stay up really late, who?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, because I don't have a TV, and so my room had a TV, so I just sat there and watched for a while.
Luxury.
Oh, my
is
God.
That
there's
right?
a TV in here. I'm going to stare at it.
You're
it
like...
wasn't even on. He just looked at it.
I was watching the fire, actually.
I left the fire on last night, too.
We came back to our rooms, and someone's come in and turned the bed down and done all this stuff, and all the TVs have fireplaces on them.
Yeah, I left it on all night.
I was like, get that off of here. I can't be always I get sucked into that show.
Nice little nightlight. I was able to go to the bathroom without breaking a toe.
Yeah, so Bryn totally gamed the situation last night.
I was in a compromised situation, Hooman. Give me some credit here. Last minute, I was able to scrounge some people, and
he cobbled together a team.
And,
you know what?
He chose the second place winner and the third place winner
from last year. So that's the thing. People came up to me and were saying, "Hey, are you sure you want these guys? They lost last year." And I'm like, "Well, that's all the reason for them to try to redeem themselves, right?"
Yeah.
Right? So
they've
I gave them the opportunity
over
to redeem
it
themselves.
For a year, right?
And that guy was pretty serious too. Huh?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He had a whole strategy.
He was in it to win it, man.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I thought I chose.
So Bryn cheated and won the thing.
Oh my God.
So we're clear
well
on that.
Done.
So we kick off the party, and you know, I mean, I actually needed to go to bed. I was asleep by 8:20 or so.
Excellent.
I know that you watch Big Brother, so don't spoil it for me.
It was good though.
That's what I hear. People
you're
were already
like
talking
it.
About
what
it.
What happened?
Don't. So I go back to the room, right? And I'm kind of getting ready for bed. And I don't know where my windows are, like, facing the karaoke, right?
Mm.
So I'm listening, and I'm kind of giggling, like, is the person who did Carry On My Wayward Son here?
Yeah, where are you?
That person is clearly, like, not fit for the morning or something, because that was, like, the drunkest, sloppiest, most awesome person. I just started a video in my room, like just
you did,
because I was laughing so hard as this person singing the song. I'm like, oh my god, the enthusiasm is it's just freaking hilarious. So I tape that and then I send it to John, you know, like, oh my god, listen to this, this is so funny. He's like, I can't even hear it. I'm like, you got to put it up against your ear and turn it all the way up. It's in my room with the windows closed. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, like it's silent for a second, and then an amazing boy band takes the stage.
Oh.
And they're singing, I Swear.
Yeah, boy.
By, was it Boys to Men?
No, it's by All for One.
Oh, sorry. By All for One. I hear this beautiful boy band. I'm like, oh, my God, that sounds amazing.
Shut up, Sarah.
I'm not kidding. I was like, oh, that's great. And then I hear the glorious sound of Bryn's voice rising above, and he's karaokeing. If you could give us just a little taste, just like start with
what?
The beginning. Just
it's
give me.
It's really early in the morning
I know,
right now.
Just like softly.
I can't right now. Don't disturb us.
Just softly.
My voice is
going to
crack.
You can do it.
I can't right
just
now.
Just a little bit. I can't remember how the beginning goes.
I can't even find the beginning note.
You don't
note.
Need what to. Just start with a low note.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What was it?
By the moon.
Oh, Hooman is standing up ready to sing with you. Hooman, did you see this happen?
I was too busy in the pool throwing balls at
someone
people's
faces.
Someone told
me.
You know what?
The time.
I was sitting there with
a
couple
jerk.
Of people. He was so.
What a jerk.
I put my arms around these two nice people.
Yes.
And we're taking pictures, you know, how you do.
And
this lady
happened?
Takes a ball to the face. And I look over and it's Hooman and I'm thinking, oh, he must know them, right? So then another ball hits the other lady in the face. I'm like, Jesus.
Were you, like, getting ready to duck?
Well, no, I just didn't
you
even
know
think
he was aiming
anything.
For you on both that, of those.
So I said to him, I go, so you know him? They go, no. Don't.
He's just a nail.
And I realized he was aiming for me. He just missed.
Yeah.
He
hit just a bad
two
shot.
Girls.
Like, I hear he's hitting people on either side of you. I know who he's going for.
And that'll be a funny picture, the ball flying in, and you're like,
well.
You know that?
Except after we were done, I looked over, and the girl in glasses had water on her face from the ball that had smashed her. Sheesh.
Where's Dirty Bird? She taped Bryn's performance.
Yeah.
Oh, she did?
We don't need that right now.
I feel like we do need it.
I'll just pull it up.
Can you please preview?
Yeah, bring it over to Brian. He can plug it right in.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that there's no like background swearing.
We should turn this up.
I'll just let me see if I can.
No, hold on. We have it. It's coming.
Yeah, Bryn.
Okay, Bryn, do it.
Everything.
What?
Keep going. That's really, really
I'll
good.
I'll build your dreams with these two hands. Will never mind.
No,
this
no.
Weird.
I'm actually enjoying this.
It is weird.
It's super early right now. It's kind of hurting
That's
me.
The point. That's
you're standing
I
up,
like
though,
it.
So you might as well.
You might
well.
Well,
you know, I have
might
to stand up to clear my lungs.
Might as well. Here we go.
Oh, you know what? Because there's no headphone jacks in the phones, they can't play it anymore.
Oh, Apple.
Apple. Once again, Apple. You screw us.
Damn it. You see, Apple?
Hold on. Look out into the crowd. Someone's going to go, I got a dongle right here.
Oh, somebody got a dongle?
No.
No. All
right. Anyone? Dongle?
Oh,
someone
we got a
dongle.
Oh, my
you
God.
Know,
this
right?
is
wow.
Oh, this is good news.
What were the odds of that, Bryn?
Derailing right now. This is...
Listen, we got all morning. Hey, quickly, as we try to figure out the I Swear situation, this part of the show is brought to you by your
paying portion.
Yes, the paying portion.
Right.
The part that matters to the sales force. This part of the show is brought to you by your San Francisco Giants. I would like to say that not only is today wonderful because we're all here together in Sonoma and in your cars, wherever you are listening to the show, today in 1996... is the first day I ever met Vinny. He flew in from 22 years ago today.
Do you remember that?
I just know all these things. And the reason
you don't remember anything though.
But I actually have it marked in my calendar.
How funny.
And the reason I know is because is it Jimmy Melvoin? The guy from the Smashing Pumpkins died the day I met you. Is there a keyboard on this one? I mean, I guess probably like little backgroundy.
Yeah, I was looking for keyboards, but it's pretty much background for the most part.
He OD'd, right?
He OD'd, and I want to say they kicked Jimmy Chamberlain out of the band over it and then let him back
in.
Because
he was a junkie, too.
Well, he killed their keyboard player. Well, he didn't kill him. I mean, look, people kill themselves with their their drugs. But so Vinny flew out from San Diego, and I'd been looking for a partner in Philadelphia for a while. And we heard his tape, and I was just like, oh, my God, this guy can't even be for real. Like, he's such a just crazy person.
You know what's so funny? So just the other side of that is there was a message on my machine. Yeah, we had machines then, those little things on the wall that you click and spits out the message out loud that everyone hears. Mm. That it was you, and I think Jim was on the first call,
our boss,
too.
Jim McGuinn at the time.
And the first call comes through, and I'm like, Philly? Did I mail a tape to Philly? I didn't even call back right away. I was like,
why aren't you calling us back? Hello.
So the second call, when you guys called back again, I went, all right. And I talked to my dad about it. And he's like, call back, you
idiot. ID10T.
Yeah. And the rest is history. Isn't that neat?
It is neat. And that was just, that was like the interview portion of it. Like you, we had talked on the phone a couple of times. And by the way, we were 27 and 29. We were just little babies. Oh my God. And then, you came out and we, you know, talked a lot on the show that day. And then we spent the whole day together, like just driving around. And I was new to Philly too, so we're just sort of driving around together. And by the end of the day, I was like, I love him. I'm in love with him. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to have a great time. Like, please come. And he, at the end, I'm dropping him off at the airport. He's like, so do you want me to be your partner? I'm like, yes, I want you to be my partner.
Can we go steady?
Oh my God, let's go steady. But so today and night, so 22 years ago today, and it always pops up on my phone, but then I also saw on the TCS it had like this day in history was, you know, our special day.
Those interviews are weird because it is a crash date. Like, you hang the whole
damn day. Someone,
start to go like, am I getting smelly? Like, this has been a long day.
I know. We hung out all day. Well, I don't know when your flight was, probably in the evening, but, you know, we did the morning show together and we ran around the town the whole day. Okay, here we go. The Bay Bridge Series starts Friday night as the Oakland A's take on the Giants at AT&T Park. Great giveaways, including a 60th anniversary blanket on Saturday and a Battle of the Bay snow globe on Sunday. For those of you who collect snow globes, this is your day. Tickets always available at sfgiants.com.
You ready?
For what?
The Secret Show is going to be up in about
No, that's not what we're talking
seconds.
About. Bring.
I'm posting it right now.
Okay, so yesterday's Secret Show is going to be up. And here's something that isn't on the
right
Secret
now,
Show.
Yeah, we got that.
This is not on the Secret Show. This is from the pool party afterward where we did the karaoke.
Did you listen for cuss words? There's a lot of people at the pool yesterday. You don't want to
People were just enraptured. But I mean, I was 150 feet away in my hotel room listening at
and
the
window. And that's probably why it sounded like lightweight.
Okay, here
decent.
We go. Here we go. This is Bryn karaoke.
Oh, my God.
I just want to tell you why.
Oh, boy, turn that off. I'm really afraid of those other voices.
Yeah. I am, too.
That are in there.
I agree.
I feel like I can barely hear you.
Sounded better than I thought it would. Actually.
Oh, no, I'm telling who was there? I mean, I was actually. Oh,
I thought it
one
was
person.
Great. I was there, and I thought it was great.
Couldn't you jump to the middle of the video?
Thanks, Hughes.
Is there a good place with the music?
I don't know. I'm a little fearful.
I know. I hear there's other words. Conversations happening. I'm like, uh-oh. People
Vaughn,
swear when they've been drinking.
On that dump button just in case.
You really want trouble? I don't.
I really don't want any trouble.
Maybe we can isolate it next week, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when we
that.
Get back, we can listen to
I'll
it.
I'll be right on top of that.
And it sounds like she was blown away by the beginning and then started taping, because that was the thing. The beginning was so surprising and amazing that, I'm
You're
telling
really
you.
Selling
I was
this,
getting ready to go to sleep, and all of a sudden I went, oh, that sounds amazing. That's Bryn. Anyway, we had a great time. Bryn cheated and won the thing, and then he karaoke'd and was amazing. It was great. And then Big Brother happened, and I didn't watch it because my family was like, don't watch it without us.
Why didn't they watch it there and you watch it here? And
John
went,
because John didn't get home until later. He had those two softball games. It's a whole thing, Vinny. It's all family coordination. We're going to watch it tonight.
All right.
So here we are at the Fairmont.
So they're like, sit in your hotel room by yourself and don't watch anything.
That's exactly what it was
don't
like.
Don't you dare turn
watch
that
Watch the
on.
Fire. Yeah.
Exactly. Sit and just watch the fire. I don't want to watch it without, you know, how you like to stop it and go like, oh, my God, I can't believe that happened.
No.
Talk strategy.
No.
Oh, well, that's what happens in my house. All right. Let me grab this. be help if I have my celebrity trash file. Okay, so 22 years ago today, 1996, Smashing Pumpkins keyboardist Jonathan Melvoin. Oh, there it is, Jonathan Melvoin. Found dead in a New York City hotel. He OD'd on heroin. And Pumpkins drummer Jimmy Chamberlain was charged with possession and fired by the band, but then they rehired him. They forgave him. Mm-hmm. 14 years ago, 2004, Apple announced it had sold 100 million songs on iTunes. I mean, I don't know how many billions they've sold by now, but that was about 15 months after iTunes launched. And I mean, Jesus.
It's the weirdest thing that the music industry is all digital now and that Apple is running things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's weird.
It is. It's such a, you know, I don't even know when the iPhone came out, 05, 06? Something around there.
I don't even know.
I mean, it just, it's so recent. Like, we just accept it as a given now. It's absolutely...
Well, didn't it just celebrate the 10th year anniversary?
It did, but I want to say that a couple of years have gone by since then.
In 2013, it was 25 billion.
How many songs they'd sold?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, that sounds about right.
That was 2013.
That was 5 years
ago. On the upside, I listen to music and love music more now than I have in a long time because music's so accessible to me that I can play it. I carry my whole collection in my car so I can be all, I feel like listening to metal or disco or whatever, and it's all in that little device.
You know,
great.
My son recently started buying vinyl, and... It's really cool because to me the thing that was great about music when we were kids, for all you young people, maybe you won't get this, you would save your money, you'd go to the record store, you'd browse, you'd have to decide between, you know, the things that you wanted, and you'd pick out the one album and you'd get it home and you'd take it out of the plastic.
Or the single for 99
sure,
cents.
Sure, oh my God. Mm-hmm. Remember that when they were mm-hmm. Remember this, like some of them would be like $1.20, you'd be like, what the F?
Yeah.
A dollar. Mm-hmm. But then you'd get it home, you'd have an album and you'd open it up and you'd pull it out and look at the line notes and you'd read like the lyrics to the song, like you spent, and then you had the record on while you're doing all this, like it was such an experience. It was like, and then you'd call your friend like, oh my God, mm-hmm. I got the new Journey record, you gotta get over here, we're gonna listen to it.
I would
and they'd ride
pin,
over on their bike.
I would pin the album covers up on my wall.
Yeah, remember they would have like frames that you could put your album covers in, but also there would sometimes there'd be a poster, you know, that you'd get, and it was just like such a visceral experience, like you were holding the thing. And you know, as accessible as music is now, like you don't really, I mean, I suppose you probably can download artwork and stuff, but I'm not doing that. I'm just pressing play. I don't even know what the name of the song is because, you know, my device is playing it for me.
Some of the stuff you buy does come with a little digital booklet.
Yeah.
But I never even think to go and look at that. The iPhone came out in 2007, everyone.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
So.
That is so not that long ago.
January 9th, 2007.
It's incredible. So my kid's getting this vinyl stuff now. He just bought Dark Side of the Moon, so I was like, oh, imagine that.
Some of the staples are available at like any place.
Right. Well, he was at Amoeba, but it was a new copy of the thing, you know. It was not someone's used thing.
No,
and he pulls out, there's a poster. So I walked in his room the other day, there's a Dark Side of the Moon poster on his wall. I'm like, oh. This is so awesome. This is like what teenagers, you know, rooms
that.
Used to look like.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yes, 11 or so years ago, our entire world
you know
changed.
What's neat about
for the
that?
Better.
Because
maybe
the artistry behind some of these original great bands like Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin, I came into them late. I grew up on punk rock, and that was sort of the first stuff I listened to. And when I heard Led Zeppelin and heard Pink Floyd, I was already 17 or something, but I had that same experience all the people who first heard it, which was, this is the best music in the world, and there's so much
right.
of it. Those bands put out a lot of records.
Well, that's sort of the joy of music, is discovering something that you're like, oh, holy crap, this is amazing. I love
and
this.
So he has so much ahead of him to enjoy because those albums, there's how many... 10 Pink Floyd albums?
I don't know.
From
how
the
many.
From the you know, the early days, they put out a few later.
Yeah, he only needs a few. You know, there's only a few in there that he needs.
You guys talking about Drake again?
No. We're not.
Okay. We never talk about Drake. Never.
Anyway, good on him that he's finally discovering that.
I know. Well, I'm excited for him. And it's funny too cuz we don't have a turntable. But he's buying all these things. Like, I know what's happening at Christmas.
Right. You know what? The funny thing about that, though, part of the reason I love the digital music now is that that stuff, total space hog.
Oh, I know.
Total spit. Like, there you are in your room with your collection going, it's overwhelming.
Yeah. We've actually, John and I have had conversations like, where are we going to put this turntable that we're getting? Like, there's no room for it in his room. My kids' rooms are really small, like 10 by 10. Like, I can barely fit his desk in there, in the bed. So I don't know where I mean, I guess it's going to have to go
in the jam room or studio that you have.
Well, we were thinking about putting it in that, in our outdoor room. Mm-hmm. But then he can't keep the records out there because the temperature. Oh, right. Who cares? Oh, my God. Because, right, you have to consider that, you know, your album can't be in sub-zero or 100-degree temperatures. And it's a constant temperature. You need a special vault for your
Mill
record.
Valley, known for going sub-zero.
It does get very cold there in the morning.
Ooh. That'll be your next project, Sarah.
You have to heat the yard. Mm-hmm. That's what I have to do. You have to get a constant temperature. I think I'll dome the place. That'd be a pretty good project for me to take on. I need something, I'll tell you. I'm actually scared. All right, so hi, we're broadcasting from the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. If you're just joining us, and yes, we can applaud that, sure. In case you're just joining us, I just looked at the clock and went, oh boy.
No stories yet.
You know what? I'm going to give you a story right now. Cardi B had a baby.
And she had it.
She did. So this is her first kid and Offset's fourth kid. They had announced, I think over vacation, they actually married back in September, secretly. So she was like, so for all y'all who are saying I'm having a baby out of wedlock, I'm not. I'm married. So here's a photo that she...
It's trippy how people feel... like they can go at some celebrity with their principles.
Right.
Yeah.
And go at them hard, mm-hmm. too.
The baby's name is Culture Kiari Cephas.
Culture.
Culture with a K.
Oh, of
y'all.
Course.
Culture. So she's had the baby. Congratulations. They're busy spending money on the baby. Versace. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
We got a Versace changing bag, $600. A Fendi stroller, $1,600. Some kind of, there's no designer attached to this, some kind of customized recliner, $3,000. I suppose they could spend more, right? Some kind of Stokey Explore stroller for $1,100.
How many strollers do you need?
Several. You need a bunch of strollers. Some kind of young Versace dress for $455 and a Givenchy teddy bear for about $200, $195. Oh, I know. Well, you know.
Speaking of babies.
It matters.
Cameron came and man.
Oh my God. That kid.
She's fun.
She's such a little chubby bundle.
Yeah, too bad Human posted only the parts of her crying.
I know. She actually calmed right down and she sat on my lap for an hour. I loved it. I was like, boy, she's been on here for a while. I better put a napkin under her.
There's a really good video of Sarah making Bryn's baby cry on the Alice Instagram.
I didn't make her cry. She just wanted to be with her mommy.
And you wouldn't give her back?
It wasn't my fault. I was like, oh, my God, it's crying. Take it.
It's crying.
Oh, make it stop. It's so funny. Somebody asked me, like, do you miss the stage? And I thought, I'm like, no, I really don't. Like, I'm, you know how it is. You have a baby, and like you had with your son, Derek, you get to watch them grow up, and so you wouldn't wish them back into that. I mean, maybe if I could have one more day with my kids as four-year-olds, that would be cool, but I don't miss it. I mean, maybe I'll be a grandma someday, and then I'll get to spend that time, but I don't. Yeah, I don't really miss the whole up to my elbows and baby poo.
Who would miss that?
Well, you must miss it, because you're about to.
You're having another one.
I'm not.
You won't be missing it for long, then.
I know.
Yeah.
You need a fix. I have some diapers you can help change.
Oh, no. Just like a little refresher course. That'll be fun, Vinny.
I'm going up to my eyeballs in it any minute now. Man. I talked to this couple yesterday, and they said that they had been in IVF. Is that IVF?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They had been doing that for a couple years, and then it finally took, and it was their last chance. Like, they were all, this is the last. And it took.
Because it's so expensive.
Right. And they were so happy and they had the baby and then they got pregnant naturally right away after.
That always happens.
And because like, they're relaxed and their body knows what to
and
do.
And I guess they just figured it wouldn't and it did. And so they had them back to back and I was like, are you guys crazy? And that's why I heard the story. Because we put a 5-year gap in between them. I don't, and you did the same thing, like, knock it out, Vin, you just get it. I don't know how you survived that. I think that there's just no hope.
You're in it. The years go by fast. The days are long. The years are fast. And then you're out of it. Like, I mean, it was, looking back on it, though, I actually wish I'd left a little bit more time in between. I think I would have gotten to enjoy each one of them separately instead of just being like, ah!
Yeah, I mean, you're out of it, but you're never the same.
Yeah. It's true, man. All the crazy stuff clicks in your head. Like, crazy mama. All right, so what is coming up in the news, my friend?
Festival cancellation, I'll tell you about. Oh. I'll tell you about that FBI agent that did the backflip and shot somebody.
Oh, yeah.
We'll
get updated on that.
On that and more after these. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, doing our live broadcast from the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. Yeah, I want to say thank you to everybody who got here early this morning. How many people were at the Secret Show last night? Oh, a fair number, five or six. Mostly you guys are people who've wandered in off the street, and we certainly appreciate that, because you know you can't trust the Secret Show people to get here in the morning. They had way too much fun last night. I heard the whole thing.
Here's what's happening. We'll begin with your headline of the San Francisco Chronicle, Historic Day at City Hall, as yesterday before lunch, London Breed, the first black woman to lead San Francisco, was sworn in. Congratulations. So she's got a huge job ahead of her.
She sure does.
And I hope we're all rooting for her, because I don't see why you wouldn't want to.
Yeah, just like,
the city's in a complete mess.
Let's fix it.
So, yeah. Good luck.
Gavin was there helping her out.
Oh, was he?
He swore her in.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I saw that on his Instagram.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Follow him, huh?
Sure.
Nice.
I follow him, too.
Gotta see what he's up to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's very inspirational.
Tomorrow, apparently, there'll be a partial solar eclipse on Friday the 13th.
How exciting. Oh, my
so
God.
I thought I would mention that, as some of you, you know, love that stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I remember the last big eclipse had people pulled over on the side. I'm driving down 280.
That's right.
On my way home from work, and everyone's pulled over taking pictures of it.
Mm-hmm. On the highway.
I was alone, like, you've cleared the way.
I don't care about this stuff at all.
Fantastic.
Well, we went to the Exploratorium.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that's how crazy this thing is.
So this is just like a partial one? Because
partial.
That was like a full-on eclipse of the sun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they say this hasn't happened in 40 years. So.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Whatever.
Total eclipse of the heart.
Where are you?
Where is he?
I'm right here.
Oh, right there. I see. Okay. That was
Hooman,
beautiful.
You did
Hooman.
An incredible job at the Secret Show last night.
Thank you so much.
As
thank
usual.
You,
yeah. You just run the damn show. Just as we're getting boring, you step in.
That show was a doozy.
Yeah, nonstop.
Yeah.
So, it's posted now, by the way.
It's funny you say that. I met two women at the pool yesterday. I don't know if they're here yet. And they said there were some people that were outraged. And they got up and they said, they looked at the people in front of them, the two women at the pool, and they said, this is what's wrong with America.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Really?
And the women stormed out, but they went to the pool party. So I was getting the stories. I was throwing balls at everybody.
Oh, someone had
their
hand
up.
Oh,
was it you? Oh, yeah, yeah. These are the girls.
What were they mad about?
You were supposed to come and find me. Remember our plan last night?
Wait.
We had a plan?
They're the ones you were throwing the ball at from the pool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were avoiding you.
All right, listen to the story. So what happened?
Okay, hold on. Don't swear.
Be careful.
This is not the secret show.
This is radio.
We were sitting in front of these two women yesterday, and they just couldn't stop. Oh, my gosh, I cannot believe this. Oh, my God. Have you ever heard anything like this before? Have you ever heard anything like this before? And I turned around and I said, have you ever heard The Secret Show? No. Wow. No,
you're not. You're at The Secret Show.
They were at The Secret Show. They'd never heard it. And this is what's wrong with America. This is what is wrong with America
right
now. Oh,
my God. We're what's wrong with America, Vinny. I actually thought it was a whole different bunch of stuff. We're
ruining everything.
A couple of the stories were wrong.
Yeah.
In every way.
No, there were some super wrong things.
I mean, while I don't want to say that we're what's wrong, we are not what's wrong with America, but
we were just really the conduit between what's right and what's wrong with
there's
America.
There's no doubt that a few of the stories took my head clean off. Yeah. I was like, oh, and the first one, the very first story. I'm looking at the spot where he was standing as he told it, and he's not there anymore, but. Oh, my God. After that, I went, well, the show's ruined. You can't do anything now.
About, so we proceeded to go deeper.
Right.
How about the blonde banging her best friend's boyfriend?
Whoa. Oh, no, that was a good
that
one.
That was a crazy one.
She didn't seem, like...
remorseful at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, at
no,
all.
You know what?
No
that's regret. What's wrong with America.
Yeah,
that's the yeah, exactly.
I saw them at the pool, and they're all, you don't know the half of it. And I'm like, oh, my God, what else could there be?
Why didn't you tell us? You go that far, but then you don't tell us the other half? I'm sorry to hear that we're what's wrong.
I don't think we are. I think that, you know, everyone has different sensibilities. Unfortunately, they didn't get fair warning what that particular show is about. There's something known as the XO Festival. I didn't know.
Oh, the Kiss and Hug Festival?
I guess, but it's been canceled. I guess this was happening.
There's no touching anymore.
In the East Bay.
Oh,
and they
really?
Had big acts and a big, like, almost too lofty. Of goals. You know, you were comparing... What were you...
The Fire Festival and Eddie Ipps.
Yeah, Eddie Ipps.
Yeah.
In the Woods Getaway,
well,
right.
It's funny because I had this story yesterday as we talked about the Bingle Fest or whatever. But this XO Festival has been canceled. They had big acts and a lot of the acts started to back out.
Oh.
One of them was Vanilla Ice who said... His people said, we're not getting on a plane till that check...
clears the room.
Oh, Vanilla Ice.
Anyway, in the end, it looks like...
I love his DIY show.
Oh, Rob.
They had a lot of big bands scheduled, and in the end, it looks like it's canceled. So if you have tickets, you may want to double-check that before you leave for
in the East Bay was that?
I think Antioch.
Oh. Well, that's
really. That's what I thought when I read the story, too.
Really? Antioch, huh?
It was supposed to take
anyone here from Antioch?
Any Antiochians?
Friday through Sunday at the Contra Costa Event Park in Antioch.
Yeah. Oh. The only person I know is Gino, who lives in Antioch.
Oh.
Hey, where is Gino?
He's probably sleeping it off.
All right.
That's my guess. I didn't expect a lot of the Secret Show people. The people were... going for it yesterday.
Just go
well,
for it.
Well, that's what this event is for, so it's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, we slink off.
I know. We slink off to bed. Yeah. We gotta go to sleep. I want to be fresh in the morning.
Our gift to the rest of you, though, is a nice hangover.
Yes, you're
welcome.
What's wrong with America?
The FBI agent who accidentally shot a man while doing a backflip at the club last month.
Oh, yeah.
Has been handed his service weapon again.
Really?
Yeah, it looks like he's going to go back to work.
Well, they do make a big investment in those people.
They do. Mm. So the incident is on video for all to see of him with his fly moves.
I thought they were slightly less than fly.
Right.
And then with the whole shooting part of it.
Right. Then
he didn't even land it well, but you don't notice that because the gun just went off. It's almost like he...
Well, he did throw a backflip. I mean, it's a move I've never tried on a dance floor, so that's bold.
But, Bryn, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good was that backflip? It was like a 2.
Well, he didn't fall on his face, so that helped. Maybe a 5.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
He kind of landed it.
Sort of, but maybe he was just startled because the gun went off.
The gunshot, that's like a negative 10 right there. So.
Did we find out what the guy who got shot is getting?
Oh, yeah, is he getting some
we
money?
We didn't.
10 mil, right? We agreed, 10 mil.
Oh, did we agree on that? Well, fine, I'm fine with that. Whatever.
Right?
10 mil.
You're standing at a party and a guy shoots you in the leg.
That is kind of
And he's
of
an
bunk.
FBI agent.
Yeah.
Right.
Changes the course of the night for sure.
So that means we're going to be paying that 10 mil.
Yes,
right?
That would be our money. Ye old taxpayers.
A Subway employee shattered a woman's world by informing her that mayonnaise isn't vegan.
Oh, yeah.
Ma'am.
It's like all eggs. It's eggs.
Right. Vegans pride themselves on how gnarly they are, and they're happy to let you know, right?
Yes, so they are.
This is funny because a guy who works at Subway was making a sandwich for a woman. She ordered the Veggie Delight. Oh. I'll have the Veggie Delight. I'm a vegan.
Well, isn't even the bread is not vegan, don't they?
She even said, will you please change your gloves? I'm vegan, and I don't want any meat from your hands on my sandwich.
Oh, wow.
You meat toucher.
Then she asked for mayo, and he told her, you didn't want me to, but this you're going to have on your... He says she went silent and looked totally defeated when she realized that she's been eating mayonnaise and it's not vegan.
What did she think it was?
In the end, though...
Come on, Adele.
She said, yeah, the mayonnaise. Go ahead.
Oh.
Well, I
so
mean...
So good, though.
That whole time you thought you were vegan and you're not.
Turns out you're not. It's hard to be vegan.
It's hard to be a vegetarian. I have been trying.
Yeah.
And I find myself... I mean, maybe it'd be easier if my partner didn't eat meat and wasn't pregnant and eating a lot of it, but she's eating for two. Yeah. But anyway.
You don't have to explain. It's hard. It is hard. And you do a good job. You actually try to, you know, you're more rice and beans than turkey sandwiches. You used to eat a turkey sandwich every day.
We were on a solid roll there, and she finally started going, look, I gotta have...
Bacon.
Meat. Every day.
She was like, I gotta... Can we just have chicken tonight? And then that's how that thing, it's a roll. Next thing you know, you're at the butcher.
Yeah. You feel bad. I mean, you know, animals are sweet, but delicious. Mm-hmm. To go vegan is actually like, that's so hardcore.
Are your friends Pat and Marianne vegan?
No. They're okay. In fact, they'll eat fish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're not even like hardcore. They used to be much. You know how it is. Yeah. It's hard to keep that up. You know, you're vegan or vegetarian for so long, and then you get worn down by it. And then you let fish in. The next thing you know, you let chicken in. You know.
Let them in.
Come on in, you chickens. Let's do this.
Married couple. This story out of Turkey.
Oh.
Where's Hooman?
Right here.
Hooman,
right
Turkey.
Here.
Didn't your trip to Turkey ruin your life?
Well, I did end up on the terror watch list.
Yeah. But, that's pretty bad.
It was rough getting off.
Right.
But you did get off.
I'm okay now.
Luckily, you know people.
A married couple in Istanbul. They were having problems earlier this year after the husband got a dog and his wife thought it was too much extra work to take care of the dog. So she gave him an ultimatum. It's me or the dog.
Oh.
And what do you think that rat bastard did?
It made the news, so I'm going to guess he went with the dog.
They're getting divorced. He went dog.
Well, yeah.
God.
I had to do that once.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Johnny V?
Not Johnny V, another dude.
The other one.
Some other guy.
Yeah, he said it was me or the dog. So I said, bye.
Wow.
My dog.
Hold on. Let's ask Johnny V.
Had that dog for 14 years.
Johnny, you know about this story?
I have not heard that.
Please expand. Use that.
Thank God I'm a dog lover.
Yeah. We hear sweet stories about Johnny B. How in the morning he comes in to, you know, be with his family, the dog.
His girl.
Yeah, his girl.
I hear the dog growls at you when you try to get in bed. Is that true?
Yeah, she does. I think she's just trying to show affection.
Oh, really? Is that what you think?
She hasn't bit me yet.
She's young.
Oh, that is quite the mentality. Oh, you love me.
It's hilarious. And I go, get him. Get him.
Yeah, she's aggressive when I get too close to her.
Yeah.
That
to my
is
wife.
Funny. All right. I don't know how much more time I have.
I'm not sure what we have for...
Oh, he's saying wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
All right. All right. So thank you for the news break coming up. We've got celebrity trash.
We do. We're actually going to be talking with the executive chef of the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn. Mm-hmm. And I am going to... we're going to talk about who's the richest Kardashian. And there's more than you even think to this story. Like, it's actually quite a surprising thing that I've read.
It has to be Kim.
Does it have to be Kim?
She took the biggest hit.
All right. Well, we'll... find out if that's in fact the case right after these. Hit it, Bert Vaughn.
Live from the Fairmont Sonoma
Mission Inn.
Right.
Wake up, Vaughn.
Wake up, Vaughn.
Wake up, Boo.
Hit it, Vaughn. What, did he run to the bathroom?
Live from
like
the
people.
Fairmont Sonoma.
We'll be back after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.